mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Monday through Friday from 9 to midnight, Central Standard Time, we do this broadcast. And then, of course, during the day, 11 a.m. until 2 p.m. Central Standard Time. Blasting out on the AM and FM dial, simulcasting on Global Shortwave as well during the day at 94.75 and at night at 32.10. And, of course, on the Internet at InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.tv. Don't forget we've reworked and revamped InfoWars.net now. Updated daily, 7 days a week, so check that out. All right, Paul Watson joins us at least once a week. He's the editor of InfoWars. My wife's the editor of InfoWars.com. He's the editor of PrisonPlanet.com and PrisonPlanet.tv, and he'll be joining us here in just a few minutes. I want to spend some time with the listeners, and you're welcome to call in about whatever you want, but I want to try to get you to talk about Patriot Act 2. They've rolled Patriot Act 2 now into the new 9/11 bill, this big pork barrel bill, along with the national ID card. And there's two different pieces of national ID card legislation. Both of them say that you'll have to have this national ID card to have a job. And this is what I saw Ridge say on C-SPAN 2 years ago. And one of the bills introduced by David Dreyer is even worse, folks. So you need to understand this is very serious. I mean, they denied Patriot Act 2 existed. They passed portions of it back in 2003. As part of an intelligence act, and now the whole thing is back on steroids. And it has nothing to do with terrorism. Every day I see articles, $1.2 billion in cameras put up in your city, billions, to fight terror and crime. School children being trained to fight terror and crime and report illegal guns and drugs and abuse and people being mean to them or people saying, you know, this is the new idea. Woman arrested for chewing aggressively. Man arrested for not giving big enough tip. Child arrested for getting off the school bus at the wrong stop. You know, just every day. Cameras in school bathrooms. Cameras in police bathrooms. Cameras in rest stops. Cameras in corporate bathrooms. Cameras hidden in hotel bedrooms. You know, just total surveillance, total Big Brother. We're going to give you vaccinations so you're not aggressive. That change your brain chemistry at birth. We're going to make it the law. You have to take these vaccines so you won't be a drug user. It changes your brain chemistry. I mean, folks, it's way past Twilight Zone. It's craziness. Mercury is nutritious and delicious and good for you. Contrary to what people have said, it's delicious. Don't listen to Alex Jones. He's evil. So we're going to break and come back with Paul Joseph Watson. And then we'll go to David and Fred and everybody else that's patiently holding 1-800-259-9231. And I think every day I'm going to start having one of these mini guests on, or at least a few times a week. Somebody violated by the police state. You know, last week it's somebody who's deaf, Vietnam veteran, wrong house, SWAT team beats him up, stomps on him, laughs at him, and says they did nothing wrong. That was last Friday. Today it's somebody out of the Marlins game driving back home at 10 o'clock at night, pulled over, even got his ticket stub and wearing his jersey. They don't care. He goes to jail. Don't you know there's a curfew? And it's not just going to be in hurricane-ravaged Florida. It's going to be in New York City and Cloverport, Kentucky, and everywhere else. So we'll go over that as well. And also, Britons secretly kept in post-war French camps. That's what you get, Brits. We're fighting for the French against the Nazis. Once we get British troops who are in Nazi death camps, we'll just keep them. Of course, this just mentions small numbers. Folks, good old Harry Truman, show me, state man. Well, he came right out and left 20,000 U.S. troops. 20,000 U.S. troops for the Soviets who were in Nazi camps. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat symptoms. BioSolutions has over 450 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. It comes with a 30-day return policy and a one-year limited warranty. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free, 866-885-6625, 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625. Call today.
Terrorism, chemical attacks, dirty bombs, fallout, biological attack, anthrax, and to top it all off, duct tape and plastic. Alarming words for our time. But how do you protect your family during such a crisis? The video sheltering in place, surviving acts of terrorism from biological, chemical, and radioactive fallout was developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government. Anyone can follow the simple instructions. It's presented by a housewife as they walk you step by step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. If you're not the type who waits till it's too late, then you need the video sheltering in place. Get the critical information you need now for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at murkywater.com. What really happened September 11th and who stands to gain? Alex Jones here, America. We answer these vital questions and much, much more in my newest and most explosive documentary yet, 911, The Road to Tyranny. In 2 hours and 24 minutes, we point a searing light of truth on the history of problem-reaction-solution. Brace yourselves as the New World Order program for world domination is blown wide open. A nightmarish post-September 11th world where the military and the police are merged. Witnesses' populations beg for national ID cards and, yes, even implantable microchips. Troops on the streets, foreign NATO aircraft in the skies. Psychotic UN population control plans, and much, much more. This is one film you cannot afford to miss. Order 911, The Road to Tyranny today. Call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 1-888-253-3139. Or order online at InfoWars.com or InfoWars.net. You see, Big Brother's afraid of this documentary. Order today and spread the word. America's future depends on the truth getting out.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
That's right, my friends. It is Monday, the 4th day of October, 2004. I am so honored, blessed, pleased, humbled, thankful. It is fortuitous to the greatest extent possible that we are on all these great AM and FM stations across the country, the Internet, and shortwave and satellite. And joining us is one of our great analysts and my compadre, one of my best employees, and has got his own website as well, propagandamatrix.com, but he's the webmaster for prisonplanet.com and prisonplanet.tv. His brother, Steve Watson, runs Infowars.net now, revamped and updated daily. Paul Watson, good to have you on with us.
Good to be back, Alex.
You know, I want to talk about this new Super Patriot Act, too. Notice how we get conditioned in this operant conditioning. Before, we were screaming and yelling, oh, my gosh, Patriot Act 2, secret arrest, secret execution, national DNA databases. Now it comes out, they beef it up with national ID cards and everything else, and the average person isn't even concerned.
Well, yeah. Also, we had an article on Friday, I believe, which also went through the details of how it also reintroduces total information awareness, which was kind of running out of different, you know, operating centers around the country anyway, but it codifies it into law again. And from my understanding, this new Patriot Act amendment, or Patriot Act 2, kind of removes even more checks and balances to the sneak and peek provision, where the FBI can go in and search your home without even telling you that they were there. And it removes any kind of suspicion of terrorism whatsoever. So there's even less checks and balances on that kind of invasive procedure. But, I mean, when you mention the Patriot Act, the first Patriot Act, we hear the same line again and again regurgitated. Whenever it's mentioned that neocons will respond by saying, give me an example of where this is used against anyone other than non-American terrorist suspects. And we've got another prime example today out of the Jackson Citizen Patriot and the Associated Press, which circulates around a teenager at a high school who was charged with terrorism for swearing at a teacher. Now, granted, you know, he made threats to kill somebody, which should have some retribution, but they're talking about a 20-year prison sentence under the Patriot Act for terrorism from a 17-year-old high school student.
Paul, every week I think of some new subsection for you to build. There are hundreds of examples, not just the ones we always use of the Las Vegas Review-Journal, you know, the topless bar owner pays the county commissioner $4,000 to zone him for more parking spaces, or, you know, a pot dealer with an ounce of marijuana. There's the Washington Times article from 2 years ago where the Justice Department spokesman goes in there and says, of course we're using it for all misdemeanors and all crime. Can you do a Google search, find maybe 20, 30 articles? I mean, I don't say post the 500 that are there, but can you just find 30, 40 maybe and post those? And then show maybe a few quotes of neocons, because every time I watch TV, they're going, show me one example, show me. And there's no one there to, you know, to debate them when the Justice Department says they're using it against the general public.
Well, yeah. And it's
Let's
like,
do that. Let's create a Super Patriot Act section and put the new Patriot Act, and I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll write an analysis of this new bill, and then that'll take me hours. All you got to do is post the articles under it. How does that sound?
That sounds good, and also you get the same kind of response on the subject of the draft from the neocons, who, you know, I listen to Sean Hannity occasionally, which is an experience in itself, but
the extreme
draft,
liberal program.
Yeah, and there's another portion of that which is, in fact, more interesting than the program itself, which is the adverts, which we can talk about later, but with the draft, his reaction and people of his ilk say, at one end of the spectrum, one portion of them say it's a total conspiracy theory, no such proposal exists. And at the other end, people like Hannity will admit to it, but then say it's a completely democratic proposal. You know, Rangel introduced the bill as a kind of joke, but then, you know, in reality, you've got people like Chuck Hagel, a Republican, supporting the bill. And, you know, he's an influential Republican. And they never mention that, so it's the lie of omission again. They use the same thing with the Patriot Act by failing to recognize these numerous examples where it's used against American citizens for things like swearing at a teacher at a high school, as is the example today.
Well, I mean, you know, they say he didn't have guns, didn't have the capacity, that he has learning disabilities and likes to threaten people. So take him and put him in jail for a year, and then let him bust some rocks. I mean, if he didn't have guns and wasn't planning to shoot anybody, but even if the guy came and shot people, God forbid, that would be a crime punishable by execution. You don't take his rights away, you know, in the legal process and say we're charging you under the Patriot Act.
Well, the example is that that's exactly what the Patriot Act says. It mixes crime with terrorism, says that any supposed threat to anybody's life is terrorism, whereas the old definition was, you know, a political objective organized around a group of individuals who have the capability to carry out this kind of thing, whereas now they're using it against mentally disturbed 17-year-olds. So it just shows the wide expansion and application of it to the entire American population.
And again, that's one of the more extreme examples where there was actually something violent said. How a county commissioner involved in $4,000 bribe for parking spaces, folks, if you can explain to me how that's a terrorist action. And I see these every day or two. Paul, we got to create a giant section on this because according to the urban legends, it doesn't exist. And it's just like the there's all these Republican-introduced bills. Forget Rangel's of 2 years ago. There's all these Republican-introduced bills. The Army says that half their people aren't re-enlisting. They're going to have a draft. They're already forcing their own people to re-enlist, threatening to send them to the frontline combat zones and forcibly re-up them. I mean, the most extreme draft ever known is in place right now.
That, yeah, that's exactly the case with people who have already served. But then again, going back to the neocon talk shows, you get reservists calling in and say things like, you know, how dare John Kerry mention the words backdoor draft? I'm a reservist, but I'll be happy to serve again if there is a draft. You know, in obviously staged kind of conference calls, as they are called.
Well, there's, but I mean, that's doublespeak. How dare him say there's a draft, but I want a draft. I'm for it. We need it.
Yeah, it's doublethink. And there were many other examples of that in, you know, in that presidential debate, where now the debate which arises from it focuses around whether Kerry used a pen and paper which wasn't authorized by the debate commission. I mean, who cares?
Called you yesterday and I said, you watch, this is going to be a big issue. And you go, it's on drugs, it's a joke, brandishing a pen. And then now it's, you know, big headlines. He had a pen. So did Bush, but he had a... Let's not talk about how they're 100% the same on the issues. Let's not talk about all the real issues. Let's talk about a pen.
Well, yeah, there's all this babble. Kerry won on style, Bush won on substance, blah, blah, blah. He's offset by the fact that, you know, despite on the surface, both candidates appeared to have different opinions, but yet both managed to lie at the same time, which again goes back to doublethink. So, as he mentioned, it's useful to bullet point the facts on which both candidates' policies are exactly the same. I've got them listed here if you want to go through them. 13 separate domestic and foreign policy key points.
Yeah, let's go over that.
Okay, one, both Bush and Kerry support extending the Clinton gun ban. Two, both Bush and Kerry support expanding the size of the federal government. Bush has outspent every Democratic president since Lyndon Johnson. Both supported invading Iraq. Four, both Bush and Kerry support NAFTA, GATT, the WTO, and the FTAA. Five, both Bush and Kerry support the removal of Alabama Chief Justice Roy Moore. Six, both Bush and Kerry are strong supporters of the United Nations because Bush went to war with Iraq, citing United Nations resolutions. Seven, both Bush and Kerry support granting illegal aliens amnesty. Eight, both Bush and Kerry support a one-China policy, and now they've just removed all the barriers on American companies supplying new components to China.
Both support UNESCO, the United Nations Educational Organization.
Well, yeah, that wasn't actually in my list, but that makes it 14. Nine, both Bush and Kerry support outsourcing American jobs overseas. You know, Bush said America's number one export was jobs. 10, both Bush and Kerry support the creation of a federal police state with the expansion of the Patriot Act and the Department of Homeland Security. 11, this is a key domestic policy, both Kerry and Bush are pro-abortion because the partial birth ban has had no effect. It's being thrown out by judges across the country. And Bush increased funding to international family planning to the tune of $480.5 million. And the $34 million which he took away from UNPFA, which was an abortion-promoting UN organization.
Now see, that's a low number. He actually claims he cut that 30-something million, but really he gave him a billion increase.
It was actually redirected to USAID, Child Survival Health Program Fund, which also promotes abortion. Not to mention the millions provided.
So see, it's all an emotional salve. It's like Republicans throwing out the D.C. gun ban last week, knowing it would fail and never get passed in this session.
Yeah, and
when they could have done it earlier any time. Go ahead.
Two more outside of the policy issue. 12, both Bush and Kerry are members of the Illuminati's 322nd branch, Skull and Bones. 13, both are Yale blue bloods with direct bloodline links to European royalty. So that's 13, 14 plus the one that you threw in, key areas of associations and domestic and foreign policy on which Bush and Kerry are exactly the same. And yes, on the surface, Kerry won the debate, but, you know, a squash lemon could win a debate with George Bush, even with his earpiece in, which he didn't seem to have at the time. But, I mean, Bush had three different sentences which he jumbled up and repeated every 2 minutes. So you don't need to be a school-trained debater to counter that kind of argument.
It's unbelievable. We'll come back, go to some more calls, then get into more news. We haven't hit the tip of the iceberg. So be sure and stay with us. InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.tv are the websites.
Through the years of providing water filters to America, you've come to us and we've listened. You asked us to make the water level visible to eliminate the guesswork when refilling the water. We listened. You asked for an elevated base so the system could be used in places beside on the edge of a counter. We listened. You asked us to develop a filter that was made in the USA. We listened. You asked us to include an emergency light for camping and during power outages. We listened. After 9/11, you asked us to develop a filter that was more powerful in removing chemical agents. Again, we listened. Introducing the Berkey Light, the gravity filter requested by America, designed by Americans, and made in America. Get the Berkey Light, the American water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Are you a diabetic? Do you have Medicare or private insurance? If you do, here's some great news that could save you time and money. If you're required to test your blood sugar, iCare may be able to provide your supplies at no cost to you. Here's why. We work with Medicare and most private insurances to determine your maximum coverage benefits, so we can ship your supplies free right to your door. So I want you to call us right now. 800-419-2335. 800-419-2335. So if you have diabetes, we make it real easy for you here at iCare. We are an approved Medicare provider, and we do all the paperwork, so all you have to do is call. Toll free at 1-800-419-2335. 800-419-2335. That's 1-800-419-2335. Remember, at iCare, we care.
The United States seems to be celebrating over its triumph of reducing government debt. But the truth be told, public and private debt increased to a record high in 1999, reaching a peak of $14.8 trillion, marking 10.57% annual increase, outpacing its previous 10 years. The U.S. economy receives its currency by taking on debt through private banking institution called the Federal Reserve System. In the year 2000, debt growth collapsed to only 4.5%. It's bad enough that the U.S. citizens is bound by debt in order to have commerce. However, shocking the economy with a reduction of this magnitude could wipe out years of growth in a stock portfolio. Before you make your next investment decision, get the cold hard facts. Call 1-800-686-2237 for your free report on the outstanding level of public and private debt. You must understand how recession and depression are driven by outstanding debt. Call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
You and your family members gaining enough minerals in the daily diet? Not likely, according to the World Health Organization. In fact, over one-third of the global population suffers from some form of serious mineral deficiency, leading to all kinds of disease and disability. That lack of energy you've been blaming on getting older or working too hard is more likely that same mineral deficiency. And kids who may not be doing as well in school or having a hard time studying ought to be considering a lack of minerals, not necessarily a lack of concentration as the culprit. Either way, why chance it? Just a few pennies a day and a toll-free call to See Minerals at 877-835-5555, and you're quickly on the road to more energy and a boost to the immune system. See Minerals provides a complete and balanced set of minerals and trace elements found in our oceans. Reclaim that youthful, energetic feeling and restore your good health with the help of minerals from the sea. Call See Minerals today, toll-free, 877-835-5555. That's 877-835-5555, or visit seamineral.com.
We're going to go to your calls, and then, Paul, I've got a bunch of news I want to cover after some calls, but what's some of the other news you want to go over?
Well, we've got an article on prisonplanet.com today, which is by Henry Mackow, talks about how the elite attack humanity on a more societal, deeper level, which is the emasculation of the male role model, which is an interesting diatribe we can go into.
And that's the Nestle candy bar ad for teenage girls targeting on the teenage and child programs, where it shows the two young girls being lesbians.
Yeah. And so, I mean
why? How do parents put up with this? That's coming up here in a minute, folks. David in Oklahoma. David, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Yeah, hi, Alex. I was at work the other day, and a woman come up. I'm in Oklahoma from the election board, telling us all about how important it is to vote and get registered. Hands us a sample ballot of what says this is what it's going to look like on November 2nd. For president, our choices are Bush and Kerry, nothing else. We don't have a space to write in. We don't have none of the above. We sure don't got Michael Badnarik. So if anybody's thinking about voting in the presidential election in Oklahoma, they might as well not bother. We don't even need the Diebold machines here. It's already been completely controlled. So,
well, that's a good question. Paul Watson, why do you think they rig it at so many levels? Bush and Kerry being cousins, secret society, same policies, maybe two degrees of separation in their actual policies. And then they also rig it with electronic voting machines. I mean, they just rig it at so many different levels.
Well, it's because they're scared of any kind of alternative viewpoint getting heard. And they rig it to the extent where you won't get somebody like Badnarik up there debating Bush and Kerry, because it's obvious that anyone could squash them in any kind of debate on their own. And it reminds me of the last time I voted in this country back in 97, where in the fourth biggest city in England where I live, Sheffield, the choices for Prime Minister for the ruling government for that election were out of the Labour Party, the Conservatives and the Liberal Democrats. And they're the three monopoly parties. There was no outside party which anyone could vote for, not even, you know, the Socialist Alliance. So it's the same from country to country. Even in the major metropolitan areas, they give you such a limited choice to prevent any kind of outside influence on the election.
David?
Well, that's pretty much it. As far as that subject is concerned, yeah, you know, that's, there you go.
All right.
I had a point, though.
Yeah, my point was, do you have another comment? Yeah, go ahead.
Yes, okay. One of your earlier callers was talking about the Chicago mayor and the legalization of marijuana. That brought me up. I saw on C-SPAN about a month ago, the editor-in-chief of National Review magazine, not William F. Buckley, but the guy right underneath him, supporting this same type of thing and defending an article he'd written in National Review about it. And it struck me as the same thing. Why are they doing this?
Thanks for the call. Let me try to answer that question as best I can, as I did last hour. When you've got in major polls 80%+ of people saying, why are we putting people in prison with violent offenders and paying $30,000 a year to house them for smoking marijuana, when all the different medical studies clearly show that it is not as bad for you as alcohol? Now, again, I don't smoke marijuana. George Washington did. Now, to be honest, the marijuana today is much stronger than what George Washington smoked when he had a stomachache. But it was, you know, the old remedy that the barber or the doctor would give you for a stomachache. And lo and behold, the Israelis are now prescribing it to people who have traumas or people who are nauseated. It's been legalized in Israel. It should be legalized here. Marijuana is just a plant, folks. That's all it is. It has a lot of medical properties. Can it be abused? Certainly, but it's hundreds of times less bad than Ritalin or Prozac. So the point is that daily in the National Review and liberals and conservatives in high places are having to say, okay, let's start decriminalizing because the general public isn't buying it anymore. It's the same thing with 9/11. When 80% of us know the government carried out 9/11, it's already half, by the way, folks, in major polls, it's over for them. They have to have our approval generally at the societal level to get this stuff over on us, comments Paul.
Well, yeah, unlike, obviously, the opium trade out of Afghanistan, which has ballooned out of all proportion, there's no black market for marijuana. To legalize it for medical purposes, yes, but, I mean, why people would use it personally, I don't know, because in my experience, I don't use it, but I've been around people who do. It makes them more lethargic, so there's no real reason to use it anyway if you're not, you know, medically inclined to do so.
Yeah, the globalists are all for it, because it'll just, you know, knock you out. You'll just sit there watching TV. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
You've heard about PAWS from BioWax International and its Bubble Up technology, but have you heard about BioWax Citrus Concentrate that also uses Bubble Up technology? BioWax Citrus Concentrate harnesses the power of oxygen to safely attack and remove dirt, stains, odors, and soils at the source. It's a sad fact, but in just seconds, your carpet can be soiled with mud, your sofa ruined by pizza sauce, or your walls by color crayons. But in minutes, you can remove those problems with BioWax Citrus Concentrate. Call 877-289-7297 or visit BioWax.com. Bubble Up Technology is part of the reason BioWax International will guarantee you will have a cleaner and healthier home after using BioWax Citrus Concentrate. You can throw out all those bottles of harmful cleaning chemicals because it's just better to use BioWax Citrus Concentrate to clean your home. Call 877-289-7297 or visit BioWax.com. That's B-I-O-O-X.com.